children are entitled to a relationship with both of their parents, and they're entitled to know who they are.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute talking about her presentation at the 2017 Fall Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And if you take that entitlement as basic and reason backwards from that, what you'll end up with is the whole traditional Christian sexual morality. Get married, stay married, and only have sex with the person you're married to.
You can meet and hear Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse making the case against the sexual revolution at the Fall Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Registration is $120 and includes three meals. Child care is free. For more information, look for the Making the Case logo at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston. The headline reads, idea of Democrats funding anti-abortion candidates draws ire. The story from the Associated Press has to do with the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee suggesting that perhaps in order to turn around what has been a decline in electoral victories on the part of the Democratic Party, maybe that committee should be funding some pro-life Democrats, a little diversity in the party, and maybe leading to some victories. It sounds like a modest proposal, but according to those who oppose the idea, in particular Planned Parenthood, they say, well, this would be a violation of the Democratic Party's worldview. So abortion is part of, not just part of, perhaps integral to the Democratic Party's worldview. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. Kristen Day joins us on this Tuesday afternoon, August the 8th, to talk about controversy over the funding of pro-life Democrats by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Kristen, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thank you so much for having me on.
This AP story quotes Don Loughran's executive vice president of Planned Parenthood saying that politicians who personally object to abortion would be welcomed into the Democratic Party as long as they don't vote to impose that view on others. She goes on to say that it would violate the worldview around which the Democrats have staked their ideas. What are your thoughts? What are your reactions to her take on this possibility of pro-life Democrats getting a little funding?
I think that's absolutely ridiculous, her statement there. You would not do that on any other issue. For example, you know, if you said, I oppose human trafficking because it degrades and harms women, but I'm not going to legislate to stop human trafficking because my party doesn't want me to. I mean, it's just a silly thing. And I think it's particularly when you're talking about life in the womb. If you believe that life begins in the womb, I mean, how can you not legislate to protect that life? It just makes no sense. So any legislature that says that is not being honest with themselves.
So what has the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee actually suggested the party do?
He suggested something very reasonable and smart. It's smart politically. It's smart for the future of the party. And it's pretty simple. He just says that we want to look for people who best represent the districts. And we'll run those people. It doesn't matter if they're pro-life or pro-choice. If they're representing the views and the values of their constituents, then we are going to get behind them and support them. It's a very reasonable proposal. You know, he didn't say that we're not going to support abortion rights candidates anymore or that they're no longer welcome and we're changing our whole way of thinking. He's just opening the big tent to those of us in the Democratic Party who support life.
What is the concern here on the part of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee? What have electoral victories or losses looked like for the Democrats that have brought about this kind of thinking outside the box, at least outside the Democratic Party box?
Gosh, it's been stunning. The losses are stunning. If you look around the country, so 68 out of 99 state legislatures are controlled by Republicans. Not a single legislative body in the South is controlled by Republicans. There are 35 Republican governors, thanks to the Democrat who just switched yesterday. And then Democrats have 15. Republicans have full control, meaning House, Senate governorship of over half the states, while Democrats have control of only six. So the numbers of losses that we've had in the last 10 years are just really stunning. And the Democratic Party has been led astray by the abortion rights movement that thinks that this abortion messaging is a winning strategy. It simply isn't a winning strategy outside California and New York.
Karen Rowland of the women's rights group Ultraviolet said the DCCC should not be supporting any politician who does not respect a woman's right to control her body. There is no future of the Democratic Party without women, so stop betraying them for a misguided idea of what's needed to win elections. What's your reaction?
My reaction is they're showing their true colors. They're showing that they're a single issue. All they care about is abortion. They don't care about the health of the Democratic Party. They don't care about the future of the Democratic Party. They only want the Democratic Party to represent their views. And, you know, and pro-life Democrats and Democrats for Life, we want our party healthy. And we're not telling the pro-choice people that they don't belong and that they should leave. We're just saying that we should recognize our differences, recognize that we're not going to agree on this issue, and work on the other 90% of things that we agree on. And right now, we're the party of resistance and opposition because we don't have majorities anywhere. And so we can either continue to be that party or open up the big tent, run candidates that represent the districts, and start legislating again.
How powerful a voice, how powerful a force in the National Democratic Party are groups like Planned Parenthood and NARAL, Pro-Choice America?
Oh, they're extremely powerful. And they're everywhere. The abortion rights activists are everywhere. They've really set themselves up to be able to influence the party really effectively. And, you know, we need to do a better job of getting to the leadership and explaining that being a big tent party is a winning strategy. And you can see our effect that we have had when most of the party leaders now are coming out on our side. You see very few party leaders coming out and saying, this is a great strategy, let's keep doing it. I mean, even Governor Jerry Brown from California came out the other day and said, yeah, we need to run people who can win, and you can't take somebody from California and run them in Alabama and expect them to win. So I think the tide is turning, and people recognize that, you know, that this open the big tent policy is a good one.
Nancy Pelosi, House Democratic leader, has publicly said, even though she is a staunch abortion rights supporter, she's publicly said there's room in the party for opposing views. Is that perhaps a door slightly ajar to pro-life Democrats from, I mean, that's the leadership right there.
Right. Oh, she gets it. She understands. She understands that Obamacare would not have passed without pro-life Democrats because she would not have been Speaker. Again, when you look at the history of the House, the pro-choice Democrats have never been able to get above like 180, 185. So you can't get to the majority status without pro-life Democrats.
How do you respond to, and this seems to be the general opposition to the idea of funding pro-life Democrats and their elections, how do you respond to the idea that this is anti-woman, that this denies women a fundamental right?
You know, I think what we're doing in the abortion industry is we're telling women, you're weak, you can't handle it, get rid of the child because you can't do anything if you have a child, which nothing could be further from the truth. I was at a Consistent Life conference this weekend, and a woman who I spoke to there said that she had an abortion when she was 18, and she, at that time, she was going to college, so everyone suggested that she abort because she would never amount to anything unless she aborted this child. Well, fast forward, by about 26, she became pregnant again. And she said, arguably, she was in a worse off position at that time, but she did decide to have the baby. And you know what she did after that? She went on to law school, and now she's a lawyer. So the babies did not slow her down at all. So I think, you know, raising a child and the right to have a baby is empowering, and the right to telling these women that they can do everything, that anything that they want, is more empowering than say have an abortion or you can't amount to anything.
Are you surprised? This has obviously been something that's been on your mind for decades, Kristen, but are you surprised that it's finally kind of becoming a topic of open conversation? I think in the past it has been maybe only discussed privately, but an open conversation in the Democratic Party that the party's total all-out commitment to abortion on demand may politically be hurting them.
Yeah, you know, I guess it had to come to this, and I thought that it might come to more losses in 2018 before we would have this type of conversation. So for me, it came a little bit early. So I think it's very good that this conversation is happening, and I think it's great that pro-abortion supporters are coming out on our side and saying that we do need to welcome those into the party that are pro-life. So, you know, I think we have a lot of work to do, but I think it's encouraging that this conversation is happening.
Kristen Day is Executive Director of Democrats for Life. You can find out more about Democrats for Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Kristen, thank you very much and keep up the good work.
No, thank you so much.
On the other side of the break, Dr. Craig Evans joins us, author of several books, including Jesus and His World, The Archaeological Evidence. We're going to talk about an exciting, possibly exciting discovery of the hometown of Apostles Peter, Andrew, and Philip. We'll see what they found and talk about it after this.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
Do you have a student finishing up eighth grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Recently graduated from high school or college and looking for a chance to serve a community in need while sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Lutheran Young Adult Corps may be for you. Lutheran Young Adult Corps provides opportunities for long-term, full-time service for 10 weeks through the summer or 10 months over the school year in places like St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Boston. Find out more about Lutheran Young Adult Corps by finding us online at lcms.org/YACORPS or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YA Corps.
At Zion Lutheran Church, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, we've adopted the motto, A Changeless Christ for a Changing World. While many congregations try to market a message that appeals to what a changing world wants, we continue to give a constantly changing world what it needs. A changeless Christ in word and sacraments like the church has done for 2,000 years. If you're in Chippewa Falls and would like to have the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation that Jesus won on the cross and delivers today in His church, please join us poor, miserable sinners. For more information, visit cfzionlutheran.com.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Are you a homeschool parent looking for help teaching certain subjects? Or do you want your student to study the history, languages, and literature of Western civilization? Memoria Press Online Academy has live online classes with master teachers to help you. Their teachers have years of experience teaching, delighting, and moving students literally from all around the world. Your homeschool year doesn't have to be difficult. Visit memoriapressacademy.com or call 877-745-8866.
Are you tired of working nights, weekends, and odd hours trying to cover your bases at home just to make ends meet? At the Cleaning Authority, we call that the multi-job shuffle, and we want to end that for you right now. We'll train you in our proven, efficient cleaning methods, and you'll be partnered to work in pre-qualified homes. Call 314-416-8117 and walk away from the multi-job shuffle with a future in our St. Louis office, 314-416-8117.